Good evening, everybody. I'm Matt Ensis with the Medical Campus. Before I start, I do have to send a thank you from Jim Daly from Ulrichs. I noticed a lot of people have stickers on there, save Trico. He really appreciated the business last night. He said there was a whole group of people at Ulrichs last night, and he said keep them coming. Keep them coming because his business is growing. So thank you for supporting Jim on the campus. What I'm here for is to talk a bit about the medical campus and what we're doing. For those of you who don't know, we're in the process of completing about 2 million square feet of new development for the campus. We are in the process of developing another 2 million square feet, which will be for the University of Buffalo Medical School moving down, Children's Hospital, and another medical office building down to the campus. So we're going to have a lot of people down on this campus moving out into the future. And throughout this process with this facility, one of the things was brought to our attention about 2 years ago, or actually it was brought to the Preservation Board's attention, was that the city, through BBRC and their head of, I think, permits and inspections, was saying that the building needed to come down. So we brought that to the Preservation Board about 2 years ago. And what got us here today to, I think, where we are is in January, after our board had gone through conversations and studies and environmental, both environmental and structural studies, what we did was we decided, you know, it's going to be in the best interest for what we're doing to take the majority of it down. What Martin mentioned was the ice house was something that we were going to keep, which was the original piece where John R. O'Shea, and John R. O'Shea is actually really, really important to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, because Mr. O'Shea and his foundation, it was actually the seed money to get the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus moving forward, and it is today what it is because of the O'Shea Foundation, who has been a really, really strong partner of ours. So we thank him, too, for everything that he left for this community and has invested in what we're doing. But I had a conversation with a friend who was in the preservation community and showed an image of, here's what we're thinking about doing, what do you think? And what was represented was, we thought you were taking the whole building down. You can't go out with this and file for a demo permit in 5 days. What I think you should do is sit down and meet with a group of preservationists. And I said, well, I know nothing about this, but tell me what to do. And that was in early January. And so what we started to do was meet with a group of preservationists. There were probably at least 5 different preservation groups represented. There were anywhere between 15 and 30 different people who were engaged with the process of what we were trying to do. And what that process was we were trying to change the way that the community looked at preservation. Not that I know anything about preservation, because I don't, and I don't want to pretend that I do. But what we were trying to do was to show a way that the preservation community can work with people that are trying to do developments in this community. So we decided not to file for the permit, and what we did was we engaged in a conversation. And, you know, one of the criticisms that we've had lately is that we haven't spoken. Well, the reason we haven't spoken was that we made a commitment around this table not to speak publicly and to try to solve this amongst ourselves with the group of preservationists and the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus entity. And so what we started to do was, I said, we'll share all the information that we have. So all the structural reports, all the environmental reports, we shared them with everybody that was around the table and the community at hand, because we're trying to be as transparent as possible with this process and try to do something different here versus getting in a fight and an argument over thing. Let's figure out how to work. And so we agreed to engage in that process. Now, some people within our community thought we were nuts for doing this, but we decided to take a chance and figure out how to work this out. So we went down a path, shared all the information, and then what we also decided to do was to say, look, at the end of the day, we're going to get the information. And what people kept saying to us was, look, you've been at this for 2 years now. And in your 2 years, you have all, you are 5 steps ahead of us because you know all this information. And what I requested was, well, can we work on parallel paths? And the parallel paths that we worked on was, we then brought in a architect to work with everybody. And I do have to know, besides the preservation groups, we had architects, we had engineers, we had developers sitting around the table with us, talking about what was going on and engaging in the process. And so we went down this path with an architect, and what the concept was to look at different alternatives. And we looked at five different alternatives, maybe six, but first alternative, save the whole building. Two, three, and four were variations of save parts of the building, take down parts of the building. And the last one was complete demolition of the building. And we looked at all the different scenarios, again, as a group, not just as Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, but a representative of the groups that we had there. We had many meetings throughout this process, and at the end of the day, we had a final meeting, which was hopefully even today, is still not going to be our final meeting. Our goal is to continue to be a part of this process here right now. And what that final meeting was I was asked, and it's a good clarification, I think, for a lot of people here, to say, okay, if we were to do plan 2, 3, and 4, which was a partial demolition, partial rehabilitation of the space, what would we do with that? And how would a demolition be phased out? And something that was leaked out to the media was a document that I gave people. And if we had to do this all over again, it's a clarification. It wasn't about what exact date we were going to start something. It was what would a time frame be if we started today. And so one of the things that Tom mentioned earlier, which I think is really important, and again, I got to get that on the table here, is whatever regulatory or process or legal stuff we have to go through, we are fully committed to doing that with the community, because we're doing a lot of great stuff in this community as a collective group, not just on the medical campus, but in our surrounding neighborhoods in the Fruit Belt and Allentown, who are actually on our board of directors and engaged with what we're doing. So after we finished this plan and said, okay, here's where we think we're going to go with this thing, we went around the table that had, I don't know, roughly 15 people sitting there at the same time. And, you know, everybody had a say in what they thought should or shouldn't happen. And, you know, some people supported partial. A lot of people would say, you know, we don't like that it has to come down, but we understand after all the data that we've looked at that let's do some selective preservations of certain sections here. And if we can come to a solution, find a partner, find a developer, within the time frame, by the time we got to certain sections, which were at the southern end of the building, we'd be able to save and work with people to do that. And I think we walked away from that meeting saying the majority of the people, now this was not in blood, this wasn't a signed document between everybody, but it was the general understanding that, you know, the partial saving of the building was an important thing, and that if we could do it and spend the majority of our time, effort, and energy on preserving key parts of this building, that's what our focus should be on. And again, from that, we were very, very open to say, you know, let's continue to have a dialogue around this. So we hope to continue to have a dialogue with the groups of preservationists that were sitting around the table. If anybody feels like they weren't engaged with that as a group, you know, we're going to open for conversations with this. But, you know, as a community, I think what our focus needs to be on is moving forward here with a solution that is something the community can be proud of. And, you know, I think that's most of it. I don't know, Tom or Martin, did I forget something about our process? Did I incorrectly speak about what happened with the process? You know, so again, we were trying to do this different. I think what the other thing that's important is we've been criticized for not doing a public process. Now, the important thing that we've said to people is, you know, the public process, we're in the, you know, this is a sports town. We're only in preseason. And what we tried to do differently, again, was everybody, you know, someone said to me on the way in, you said to me, oh, this is a deal that was cut in the Buffalo Club. And I said, actually, it wasn't. You know, it was a group of us sitting down and not trying not to do something business as usual. And so people say, well, you didn't start the public process. And I said, no, we haven't started the public process because we're trying to engage the partners in this right now. So our next step would be, once we get the Preservation Roundtable and the group together, to have a conversation and hopefully start the public process so we can get the full engagement. And, you know, to the concerns that Tom has represented, everything will be followed legally and from a regulatory standpoint, from whatever process we have to follow. We are going to follow that process. So anybody who's been in all those meetings, is there anything I didn't say? Feel free. Come on. My time's up?
I think so. And Matt, thank you. And